The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This week on the Kids Health Stock, we're going to tackle one of the biggest milestones in your baby's first year, weaning. When do you start? What do you feed them? And most importantly, how do you survive the mess? Caroline O'Connor is a registered dietitian. She's a lactation consultant and she's the founder of Solid Starts, and she's with us here in the Republic of Work. Hiya, Caroline. How are you?
Hi, Jonathan. Good.
This has been something in my distant past, thank God, because my youngest is now 11. But I remember with all three of them, it was a messy disaster because they just don't know how to eat.
So true.
When do you decide we should do it?
So generally, the guidelines are in agreement that around 6 months is a good time to start. Up until then, milk, whether you're breastfeeding or bottle feeding, is all they need. And then after that, you want to complement the nutrition that they're getting in milk and obviously also help them with their feeding skills. So at or around 6 months, I suppose the around 6 months kind of is the fact that babies aren't robots and they're all individuals. So you're really looking out for those signs of readiness.
I remember baby rice, right, which it was effectively a kind of a powder that you add milk to and then you give them that and they kind of stick their tongue out and go, what's this? And then they get into it. But so how long should the baby rice period go for?
So firstly, you don't have to start with baby rice, but you can. Baby rice gets a very bad rap online.
I did taste it.
It's very bland and it does taste like milk, but there's nothing wrong with it. So you can start with baby rice, you can start with vegetables, you can start with mixed meals. Generally, if you start at or around the 6 months, you're going to be just in that kind of puree stage, really, just for a couple of weeks. And then you need to quickly move on to more balanced meals, introducing more iron. So things like meat or beans or pulses. And offering more meals as well and moving on with the texture.
How important is it to give them things to taste that are different? So, you know, like the little samples, a little bit of banana here. You know, I'm not saying that ice cream should become a staple, but a little bit of ice cream there so that they just get the taste that there's more to life than milk.
Yes, absolutely. So weaning is a really important time for developing your baby's taste. However, there's a lot of pressure on parents now these days with things like 100 foods before one. So variety is important, but you don't need to take it to the max. Just regular, normal, everyday family foods, a variety of those is absolutely fine. Now, the ice cream, we wouldn't generally recommend under 12 months. But the other foods, a variety of just regular family foods and not having the same food every day. So even if your baby doesn't like a food, you can still continue to offer that alongside other things. So not just offering foods that your baby likes, because then they don't get a chance to accept new flavours.
Yeah, you mentioned that every child is different. And it's around this time normally that you'll find if your child is not that they don't like something, but could be allergic to something, whether that be peanuts. In our house, it was kiwi fruit, the weirdest thing that you could possibly be allergic to. But, you know, that can be really scary if you start to see lip swelling and rashes coming out. So, you know, what do you do in that circumstance if you go, oh, there's a problem here?
Yeah. So there are two things that parents are generally terrified about. One is potential allergens and one is choking. So with the allergens, what's recommended now is to introduce them early on in the weaning process, not to delay it. And that's really important. Sometimes people can delay it because they're afraid to introduce it. And generally, we recommend kind of slow and low. So just starting with the little. So let's say something like peanut butter, starting just with maybe a tip of a teaspoon into a food they've eaten before. And usually offering it in the morning time is a good idea as well, so that you can monitor for any symptoms throughout the day. I suppose just to reassure parents, most children don't have a food allergy.
Yeah. So chances
are.
And not a serious one anyway.
Yes, exactly.
They mightn't react. They might react to something, but it does not always straight to A&E. The other thing that's out there is the processed foods, the highly processed foods. Now, I'm old enough to remember the only processed food available came in a jar from Heinz. Now, we've moved on from that and it's all fancy and packaged in pouches. How much of a balance should you have between that ultra processed stuff and the stuff you made yourself?
Yeah, so I suppose there's a couple of issues with the baby products that you buy. In general, they do tend to be quite similar in texture and taste. So if that was the only thing that your baby ate, that wouldn't be ideal. However, they're really convenient. And so, you know, nutritionally, they are safe to consume, even though they're not exactly the same as the food you make at home. But if you're on the go, if you're travelling, if you're going on holidays, obviously they are handy to have in the bag, but to serve those alongside food that you're making yourself. Otherwise, your baby doesn't get a chance to learn to like the foods that you eat in your family, and that can be a problem.
Well, yeah, then
later
down the line. You're making different dinners then, aren't
you?
The last thing is that this, I remember this with trauma. The idea that a six-month-old baby, once you start them on solid foods, sure, they'll sleep the night.
Yeah.
It doesn't really happen. It doesn't work that way, does it?
It doesn't, unfortunately. And that's why a lot of people do start, and people are still told by grannies and mothers, you know, if your baby's waking, start them on solids. Unfortunately, research has shown that it actually makes very little difference. And sleeping through the night, unfortunately, is developmental and nothing to do with solids.
That's just the way it is, parents, unfortunately. You signed up to the club and there are the rules. Caroline, what's the website if people want to look you up?
Solidstart.ie.
Caroline O'Connor of Solidstart.ie. Thank you very much for joining us on our Kids Clinic.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.